It's Thursday, and time to read from your emails.
First, a couple of corrections.
In a story on All Things Considered on December 27th, we reported on the controversy over ownership of a painting on loan to the Museum of Modern Art. NPR failed to make clear that the artwork is not in the possession of the museum. In fact, the painting is in the custody of the federal government. In addition, we said the museum opposed a Jewish family's efforts to recover the painting, Portrait of Vali by Egon Schiele. However, we did not report the museum's statement made to NPR that it had never taken a position on the question of the painting's ownership. Finally, NPR failed to give the museum an opportunity to answer allegations in our story about its motivations and actions in the dispute over the painting's ownership.
A second correction involving Sylvia Pagioli's recent story on a newly uncovered Vatican directive instructing French Catholic authorities not to return baptized Jewish children to their parents after World War II. A section of the piece was inadvertently omitted during production. As a result, the piece failed to adequately represent the views of Catholics advocating the beatification of Pius XII, the Pope who approved the document.
Now, on to your comments.
Several of you wrote in about Robert's interview of a Hindu man in Britain who's leading an effort to redeem the swastika. The symbol has been used for centuries by Hindus to represent the wheel of life, among other things.
My knee-jerk reaction to hearing your report was horror,
writes Mark Iger of Manalapan, New Jersey.
Upon reflection, however, let's say that I'm disappointed. Forgetting for a moment, if one possibly could, about 6 million exterminated Jews and countless other people persecuted under that symbol, it concerns me that as the generation of Holocaust survivors is dying, people want to focus on the positive aspects of something that represents torture and death to so many. True, the Nazis may have co-opted a Hindu religious symbol. Wouldn't it be a much more religious act to come up with a new symbol and bridge some of the many cultural gaps in our society?
David Leo Wilson of Phoenix, Arizona, writes to point out other places swastikas are found. They appear at many petroglyph sites created by the Hohokam, Anasazi, and other Native Americans, Mr. Wilson writes. To find a possible meaning for these, you might look to similar petroglyphs made more recently by Hopi Indians. In that culture, the symbol represents migrations. The center of the swastika marks the center of the universe, and the four extending arms represent migrations in the four directions to populate the earth. The swastika was also a symbol of peace and friendship to some Native Americans.
Finally, a note on the darker side of Boston's long-standing tradition of reserving hard-to-get parking spaces with furniture or trash cans, especially after snowstorms. We spoke with a South Boston bartender about the practice.
Well, listener Rebecca Drury of New Haven, Connecticut, wrote in with this story.
Once, I didn't see a marker and parked in a spot near my former house. The following morning, I returned to my car to find it buried from top to bottom with week-old snow. To top it off, there was a nasty note left on my snow-covered windshield by the owner of the spot, filled with anger and expletives. Call it a tradition if you like, but the streets of Boston are public, and parking there is not subject to ownership, even if it is limited.
Well, we'd like to continue the tradition of hearing from you, so send your emails to atc@npr.org. And please remember to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.